From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Have you thought what we do with words these days? I mean, how do we get meaning across, and how do we get meaning from what we are given? This might sound funny for a segment of a broadcast aimed at radio clubs. The thing is that we communicate in different ways and change the emphasis and presentation according to the situation. How we talk to a family member in private can be completely different to how we speak in public or where we can be overheard. Likewise, the expressions used in a QSO with a speaker of a different language are designed to convey meaning with the least ambiguity. This is a point that we have to remember in how we put communications together, whether they're written, spoken, or relayed in another mode. However, it is also the responsibility of the receiver to take the information in its correct context. Just because some internet forums are unstructured and rude by conventional standards does not mean that one should immediately attempt to put down all the information in the club newsletter. And just as banter between friends can be crude and funny does not mean that it is the correct form during the club net, apart from which such behaviour may be in breach of the licence conditions. Just as we don't normally employ a comedian at a funeral, what we do has to be right for the circumstances. How we receive our communications should be also right for the purpose. Like it used to be put, we need to listen as well as hear what is said. I'll add a little more to that, and we need to consider and not just react. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.